Brunel Valtz loves his job. He's been working at Stark's commercial linen service, washing sheets, towels, and military uniforms for 19 years. He says he's been able to build his house with the money he's earned and grow his costume collection.
I got Easter Rabbit, I got a bun, Santa Claus, I got Uncle Sam, I got a St. Patrick costume. My closet is full of costumes.
He loves dressing up for the holidays and being able to take care of his little dog named Smiley. On this morning, he's working on bar towels and sheets. He's excited to show me how the commercial sheet starching machine works, taking a wet, crumpled up white sheet and slowly feeding it into a machine about the size of a car.
We're gonna put the sheet up here, and the sheet gonna go down under the belt, and it's gonna go right up there, and then it's gonna drop. It's gonna be wet, then it's gonna get dry. You ready, Amy? It's gonna come right here. You can hear when it drops. It come out fresh, just like that.
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Everybody need one of these at their house.
Rhonda Clark manages the commercial linen service. She says Valtz is one of their biggest success stories.
Since we opened this laundry in 1999, we've had two individuals that actually own their own homes. To me, that's the biggest success story that we have here at the laundry, because to have someone with developmental disabilities own their own home is just amazing to me.
Stark stands for Services, Training, Advocacy, Resources, and Community Connections. The organization works with people throughout their entire lives to help them connect with the services they need in order to participate in the community, whether that starts at their child development center or with one-on-one on-the-job training. They even have speech training for toddlers, help for families who want to better understand their child's disability, an art program, Special Olympics, and companionship for disabled seniors. Executive Director Diane Baham has worked with Stark since the organization started back in 1972.
We have a saying out here that we use a lot, and it simply says, I'm only one, but I am one. I can't do everything, but I can do something. What I can do, I ought to do. What I ought to do, by the grace of God, I will do to the best of my ability. That is our motivation every day, to help every person that God puts in our path to be able to reach their fullest independence.
The linen business sustains itself, and any profits go back into other services. Clark says when they have job openings, they interview applicants, just like any other employer would.
It's a job just like it would be at McDonald's or Burger King or in an office. It's a job for them. They get paid.
She says many of the jobs they're contracted to do are government jobs, like for the Navy base in Gulfport, which pay the minimum federal wage of $7.25. The workers are paid according to each contract, so wages can vary. They wouldn't provide an exact estimate of the average, but said it was fair. And they work hard for it, says Baham.
When you think about the mailman going in rain, sleet, or snow, our folks are there. You will see them on days that it's freezing cold outside and everybody's all wrapped up and complaining about the weather and how cold it is. And you'll see our folks walking down the sidewalk or riding their bike down the sidewalk with a smile on their face. They wave at you when they go by. They're on their way to work. They are dependable employees. And when they learn something, it is learned and they know how to do it.
The linen service is just one of Stark's employment opportunities. 26 of their 400 employees work there. Others do assembly work as a group or work individually as janitors or fast food workers. Valtz certainly is an ideal employee, and he's not planning on working anywhere else anytime soon.
I enjoy to come here every day. I ain't gonna never leave me. If they ever lose money or shut down, I can either get another job, but I'm gonna stick with it. But the day I get up under that ground.
For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.